Good morning. Let's begin with our prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle.
We are not pledged against the wickedness and snares of death. May God be with him who will not pray, and do that all for Christ without any hopes. But by our power of God, for us to know all is safe and all of these experiences, we are all in our world, speaking with the social amen.
We welcome you to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a registration form. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. Pray about joining our team of catechists or their assistants. This is a great way to pass on your Catholic faith. Call the office or stop by. Youth Faith Formation registration will be August 29th in the hall after the 10:30 Mass. Join us for lunch and meet your child's catechist. Prayer group meets every Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the church office. All are welcome to join them. Prayer intentions can be left in the collection basket or prayer baskets at the side and rear of the church. Just as a reminder, we will only pass the collection basket around once. Please put your weekly offering and school contribution in the basket. Thank you for your generosity. We are starting to organize our RCIA classes for the fall. If anyone is interested in pursuing our Catholic faith and beliefs, please contact the office or see the bulletin for more details. The Knights of Columbus are having a car wash on Saturday, August 28th, from 9 to 12. Today's Mass is for the people. Our celebrant is Father Sojan.
Please stand. Our opening hymn, our entrance hymn on this feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, number 200. Hail, Holy Queen.
Mary, Mother of Mercy.
you all a few weeks, right? Few days. And, I missed you all.
Yes, you did.
Will you miss me? And we had a nice time and everything went well. And, in a few days, took it easy, not too much. And it was nice, you know.
Yeah.
Nice to be away from, you know. It's good, really good. Thank you so much for being praised. So let us begin this celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear friends, to celebrate this Eucharist in your lovely morning, let us call to mind our sins and failures and ask for pardon and forgiveness. Today, as we are celebrating the Assumption of Mary, our Mother, in a special way, let us ask Mary's intercession, ask her to pray for us, so that one day we all can enjoy our eternal bliss together with Mary, our Mother, the place we all came from. I confess to Almighty God, and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed, through my most deepest fault. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of His covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child, and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood by the woman about to give birth, to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response to the psalm, "The queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold."
Thank you.
Where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, this is a beautiful celebration that we have, you know, the assumption of Mary, our mother. You know, every once in a while in our daily life, we all need to have, you know, kind of consolation from God, right? And we all need to have a kind of reassurance from God, you know, that you're all together, that I am with you, and all that. And, you know, probably that's the kind of reassurance that we get from today's gospel and today's feast, you know, Mary's assumption in heaven. And it all tells us, you know, what we are going to be after our earthly journey. Once this earthly journey is over, we are all going to be with God, you know, with him and with Mary, joining with Mary, our mother. And we know this great feast of the Assumption, Mary was taken into heaven, body and soul, you know, and it was a beautiful gift that God had given to her. And we know that to be the mother of God, now the moment Mary received the message from the angel, from that moment, you know, like we know what kind of privilege it was for Mary, you know. It was beautiful to be the mother of God. It's a great privilege that God gave her. And at the same time, we know with that privilege comes also great responsibility, right? You know, we see, you know, like from the very moment Mary accepted that message from the angel, from that moment to the last moment of Jesus' life, you know, like the hardship that she went through, you know, going up and down in a journey and all that, and then, you know, maybe at the end, you know, like Mary holding her son in her own hand, you know, the dead body of Jesus in her own hand, maybe the most terrible situation anybody can have. And she went through all that, you know, all that, and finally, you know, now she is entering into the glory. You know, because all reward, all those hardship and, you know, difficulties and, you know, problems that she faced in her life, it's all rewarded, you know, and therefore, sometimes that is what we all need to think, you know, like, we have great privilege. God has blessed us with health and, you know, everything in our life. God has blessed so many ways. And at the same time, we also need to remember when there are hardship and difficulties and problems and, you know, in our life, you know, like sometimes, you know, like how do we approach that? That is the most important thing. And Mary is a perfect model for that, but perfect model of our faith. And in all those moments, Mary, what she did was, she had that great faith. And she trusted in God. And she always remembered that my God will never let me down. That was her faith. That was her hope. And therefore, that should be our faith and hope. And that Mary should be our model always. No matter what comes in life, our God will never let us down. No, He will be always there. And Mary tells us that. Mary affirms, you know, all that. And therefore, today, as we celebrate this beautiful feast of the Assumption, that is what we are called. We are making our journey. And, you know, normally in our journey, in our moments, we struggle. No, but together with Mary, you know, together with Jesus, you know, we can all overcome that. And one day, we shall all be joined together, you know, with God. And, you know, in today's Gospel, you know, we see this beautiful message. You know, as soon as Mary heard that Elizabeth was, you know, pregnant, Mary did not sit at home. Mary knew, and Mary could have very well said, hey, it's so nice to be, I'm going to be the mother of God, I don't have to do anything, you know, it's great. But Mary, the moment she heard the greeting, the message, Mary sat up. Mary said, hey, I need to go and help my cousin Elizabeth. You know, she needs me more than ever, you know, and therefore, you know, I need to go, and she went out. And therefore, this feast, you know, and this message of this visitation of Mary tells us that, you know, an encounter with God is incomplete without a corresponding encounter with a human being. That is part of this message, this story tells us, this visitation of Mary tells us. No, encounter with God is incomplete. You know, like we can say, hey, I have this experience of God, and that is incomplete without having been reaching out to others, you know, helping others, you know, and trying to be, you know, helpful to others. You know, if all that, it's all come together. If you are not able to see God in our brothers and sisters, you know, and if you say that, hey, I have this experience of God, you know, that cannot be true, right? And therefore, once you have that experience of God within ourselves, you know, we really need to get help, you know, and help, and, you know, like people, those who are in need. and also, you know, these great women, when they both go together, listen what they are talking about. They are not talking about their neighbors, and, you know, like, you know, the family and what happened to their husbands, and, you know, like, I mean, all those little bit of gossip and all that. They were not doing all that. When they go together, what they were talking about is what God has done in their life. You know, like probably the most beautiful, striking words that that struck me in today's, because we have fled at the other part, but the striking word that I know that really struck me is this. When Elizabeth said, blessed are you, Mary,
who has believed that what the Lord has told you would be fulfilled. You believe that, and you're going to experience great blessing from that. No, Elizabeth said that, and Mary said, my soul proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. You know, and that is what, that is the conversation they had. And therefore, you know, like in our life too, when we come together, we need to explain, we need to, you know, share that experience of God, you know, like what God has done in our life, you know, we need to share, we need to, you know, talk about that, you know, and therefore, this is the way we become more closer to God, you know, and this is the way we share the encounter with God, you know, with others, you know. Therefore, today, my dear friends, you know, as I said, you know, let us ask Mary's intercession in our life. And Mary is a perfect model of faith, perfect model example that we can follow, you know, in our life. And therefore, let us ask Mary to intercede for us, intercede for each one of us. And, you know, like, see, I always tell this, you know, like, whenever I talk about Mary, you know, one thing I like about Mary is, like, Mary is our mother. And I always consider Mary is my mother. You know, like, and it is wonderful feeling, like, when you feel that we have a mother, you know, and I'm sure we have all these wonderful mothers here, you know, like, see, for us, a mother, like, when we struggle in our life, if our mothers are there close by, we feel really cozy, we feel comfortable, right? And like, especially in the last moment of our time, like when we really, you know, struggle with the fight with our life, you know, when we go from here, you know, like we struggle. And I have seen so many people like that. Even last week, I was with somebody here close by, went to the house and despairing, you know, he's struggling towards the end of his life. And, you know, like, hey, I hold his hand and I said, hey, you know, like, I said, Mary, your mother will be there, you know, and you pray, you know, that prayer, and she will be always there, and he looked at me, you know, like, from all those moments, he was not even responding, you know, but when I said that, he looked at me, you know, and, you know, he nodded, you know, that is true, you know, and probably, I don't know what he was saying, but, you know, like, this is true, this is for every one of us, it's true, and we need Mary at the last moment of her, that is why we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. And that is for sure. Mary will be there because Jesus gave her to us as our mother. And she will be always there for us. She will stand with us. And therefore, let us pray that prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
Who has spoken to the prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand to the Father with the praise for our church, for the needs of the world.
For the church on earth, we may, through the intercession of Mary, our Mother, continue to grow in faith, hope, and love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all mothers, that they may find in Mary the example and strength to carry out their vocation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For civil leaders and all those entrusted with creating policy, may the Spirit of wisdom guide their decisions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are hungry for community and friendship, may we invite them into our hearts and our parish life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For families in this faith community, may their daily interactions be animated by the Spirit of peace and unity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead, may they know the joy of the resurrection as they see God's face in glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. For those who have asked our prayers. For those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes, from our parish, especially Tony, who is in the hospital today. God our Father, your love for us is unfailing. Please answer our prayers this day according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing Mary's song number 682.
Oh,
faith that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all the Church.
May this oblation, our tribute of homage, rise up to you, O Lord, and through the intercession of the most blessed Virgin Mary, whom you assume in heaven, may our hearts aflame with the fire of love constantly long for you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord of God. It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For today the Virgin Mother of God was assumed into heaven as the beginning and image of the Church coming into perfection and a sign of sure hope and comfort to your pilgrim people. Rightly, you would not allow her to see the corruption of the tomb, since from her own womb she marvelously brought forth your incarnate Son, the author of all life. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, as with joy we proclaim. Saying, take this all of you and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Then for us, we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection. We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world,
and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and then we are Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them in the light of your face. Have mercy also, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may learn to be glorious eternal life, and may praise and glorify you with your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Our Father, and save from all distress as we wait the blessed of hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, to be apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Yeah.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Power.
having received the sacrament of salvation, we ask you to grant, O Lord, that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom you assumed into heaven, we may be brought to the glory of the resurrection through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth to the next season.
Have a nice day. As we're sent forth, let us sing together Immaculate Mary, number 201.